All right. We are now joined by today's winner of the Kansas Lottery 300 at Kansas Speedway and driver of the number 20 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, Brandon Jones. We'll go ahead and head straight to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll do our best to get a wireless microphone to you. Who wants to start us off with a question today? Come over here to the side.
Zach Moore from Road to Buy. Congrats, Brandon, on the win. How much, you know, Kansas is a mile and a half. How much confidence is this win giving you heading to Las Vegas, which is another mile and a half? If you win that race, you get 2 weeks to prepare for Phoenix.
Yeah, that's definitely where my focus probably shifts the most currently right now. I know we still have the Roval to go, but I'm sure we're within our preparation for the Roval. We're going to try to work in Las Vegas as well to get kind of a week ahead on that track, because it's probably even more important than this one. Just having Talladega, having Martinsville thrown in that round, they're two very capable of winning racetracks, but they're also very capable of other people kind of, I guess, you know, putting you in bad situations and kind of ending your day whenever, you know, it's not really on you. So I would rather take it in my own hands and be able to get it done at a track we know we're really good at, which is Las Vegas. Company's been really good there with Joe Gibbs Racing. They've always had fast cars. They've got wins at the organization at Vegas. I've been close to winning races there a couple of times, and I haven't fully broke through yet and figured out the trick to it. But we'll begin to work hard on that and kind of figure out where we were at this year as far as our speed and if there was things we could have done better.
And then my second question, people are looking at Junior Motorsports as a team to beat to win this championship. Do you feel like this number 20 team is capable of winning the championship?
Yeah, I mean, that was quite the clinic, I think, today, you know, as far as just the speed that we had, taking advantage of them making mistakes. They made a lot of mistakes today. We made zero mistakes, you know, so that's really what it's going to boil down to. You got to be solid right now. I mean, they're certainly fast. They certainly have good race cars, but goes to show you today that they can be beat, you know. So we've been doing a good job at Joe Gibbs Racing. They're making it hard for us over here, but having a lot of fun. I love the tough competition, you know. I think that's something that challenges all of us to be better. So yeah, we'll continue to try to work towards a Final Four appearance.
Come over here to Ryan, and then we'll go to Tim.
Ryan, come to the Racing Experts. First of all, congratulations on the win, Brandon. It's fair to say that you've been around the block in your Xfinity career thus far. How have you evolved as a driver and a person from your first stint at JGR to this current stint?
I would say what I've become now at this company is kind of a team leader for this group. We have a lot of really good race car drivers at Joe Gibbs Racing. A few of them this year are younger. You know, they haven't had many years in this style of race car yet. A few have come from the Truck Series and the Arca Menard Series, but I think I've been driving the Xfinity car longer than some of them have even been racing, right? So I think where my role lies now, and I've been having fun with this and been getting confident in this, is speaking up in the right times, making sure that our programs go in the right direction. It's nice when we also have Eric Almirola come run for that the exact reason as well, just to kind of get, you know, two veteran, I guess, influences on these cars and just get the conversations turned the right direction. It's really easy on these teams because of how much stuff we're doing, you know, Monday to Thursday and even Friday at the shop. It's really easy to, like, you know, skip past those little tiny details that really matter. So we're just constantly pushing the shop, constantly challenging them to just continue to look in every aspect right of the sport and how we can continue to make our cars better to go contend and do things like we did today. And so when we have a day like we did, it's not only myself that prepared for this race. That's a testament to the whole organization, how well they do. And I've been wearing out the motor department bad lately. So I think this is a nice little tip of the hat to them as well about, you know, just continuing to work on our engines at Joe Gibbs Racing, and just all those little things that help us out. So yeah, it's definitely a nice little breath of fresh air, you know, to be able to have a big solid day start to finish finally like we did.
You had a few visitors in Victory Lane, Seabell, Justin Allgaier of note. What does that mean to you to have people come up to you after the race and be so excited for you?
man, I pride myself on this a little bit. It's just the way that I want to be treated in this sport. But I really these guys with a lot of respect. I do. I mean, I don't ever put my competitors necessarily in bad situations. It gets taken advantage of a lot, and that gets frustrating at times. But I think, you know, that just goes to show you that I've been doing this, one, for a long time, but two, how well we all race each other, you know, and how much respect one another gives. So the people that walked up are the ones that truly do matter to me, you know. So I love that. I love to be able to have a nice little brawl session out there with those guys, but not have to run into one another to win the race. I mean, it's fun to slide each other and to have good moments like that. But then to just be a little respectful as well, you know, and just kind of when someone's a little bit faster, respect the game of that and say, all right, man, I'm going to be smart about this and maybe I'll catch him later, right? But you have to, the way that you race people, it's going to come back on you at some point, right? So if you're a guy that's just aggressive side drafter and aggressive from start to end, it's gonna take some guys off for sure out there. So you have to mentally, that's the other side of the sport. Mentally, you have to manage that a little bit. The veterans do it the best, and I think the rookies are the ones that, you know, probably do it the worst if you just look at from start to finish on how that is. And that's just time in these cars and in the sport.
We're going to go to Tim, and then we'll come up to Reed.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Congrats on the win, Brandon. You kind of hit on it previously, but what is different from this year compared to past years? I mean, this is your first multi-win season now since 2020, and it just seems like there's a different version of you as compared to what we've seen in the past.
It's just addicting to have a team like I have that believes in every single word that comes out of my mouth. You know, I think that it's really, really nice to sit in these meetings and like be the one driving this, I guess, 20 group in the direction that we go. You know, it's just not an easy task for Sam McCauley and those guys. And they came off of Sheldon Creed last year with them. Sheldon drives completely backwards from how I drive these cars. So we honestly started the year out, you know, with stuff that worked for Sheldon, but that doesn't work for me. So Sam's done a great job, and we've had to take a lot of time at this. You know, we've had to have a lot of long, big debriefs after these races and conversations about the feel that I'm looking for. There's a lot of things that I do with Sam that is fun on a personal level as well. We just went out to the Trackhouse Motorplex up in North Carolina there, and I put him in my go-kart, and we have fun days like that together. So what we're doing is we're building a really, really strong brotherhood, almost more so than just a team, right? So that will end up showing up more as we continue to go, you know, through our career together.
And Connor Zilch kind of mentioned after the race he was surprised a little bit how the top lane maybe hadn't come in as quickly. Were you surprised by that at all? And, I mean, how challenging was it in the early portions at least to open up the track?
Yeah, I know we were on a slightly different tire this year with Goodyear, what they brought to the track this weekend. So the beginning of practice, I was thinking this is going to be a typical Kansas race. We're going to go to the fence. You're going to qualify against the fence. You're going to run that third lane. But it was not that way, right? I mean, I was earlier today qualifying. I was two away from going out, still kind of thinking about running the top for my lap. And, you know, I finally we came to the conclusion of it's just not there. It's just not what this tire wants this weekend. So we had to adjust around that all day long. I've really never ran that really high line like I was today and then diving down super low. I mean, I did that the whole race, you know, and so that was a little bit different for me. You know, I think that was something that Justin showed his hand a little bit in the 7 car whenever he was out front early on and I was kind of just watching him and what he was doing. I started to match his lap times doing what he was doing. So I started to find a little bit of speed there in that aspect. And once we got to clean air, that was kind of what changed the game a little bit for us. But yeah, very unique line compared to what I had in my head. And I think a lot of that comes from just the different tire and just the amount of rubber this track laid this weekend.
Come to Reed next.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. What was your reaction when you saw the 7 and 41 stay out on old tires after the last caution?
They got nothing to lose kind of, you know, situation. I think that a little bit of a Hail Mary. The caution comes out and they do put on those tires. It's going to be tough to get back by them. But we had to play the game that we had to play. I mean, I luckily this weekend, we think back to Bristol, right? It was not the right idea to come get the tires. And as soon as we did it, we knew that it was the wrong idea. But Bristol's quite unique in that aspect of it's very hard to pass at that track. I knew here this weekend you could pass. You could do a lot of different things than the lead car was doing, and you can move around here more. So I knew for a fact that the new tire was going to be good. This track typically shows a lot of fall off anyways to begin with. So it was crucial on that restart to get a good launch like we did. But then when the 7 kind of slid up, I think he kind of lost a little bit of grip and he slid up, and I was able to turn underneath him and pass him, and then had to defend for a while. I had to block off the 88 a couple of times and run a line that I wasn't quite ready to run just yet with where we were at on tires. But once I kind of got him pushed back some, then I was good to go. But yeah, it was certainly different than what I was kind of prepared for.
We'll go to Caleb and then we'll come back to Lee.
Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. 6 career wins, 50% of your wins came here at Kansas. What is so great for this track for Brandon Jones?
It's the way that I drive these race cars. It works at some tracks. It makes it a little challenging at other racetracks. It would be technical if I described it to you, and I think that it would be difficult for me to kind of explain the exact, I guess, way I get around this track. But it's honestly just my driving style, the way that the balance that I look for in these race cars. And plus, I think winning at this track as much as that as we have, you know, I go back and I'll make a big long kind of like start of weekend to end of weekend, all the things that I learned, all the things that led to success, the things that I could have done even better, you know, to make this even a more dominant day, because it wasn't pitch perfect. I didn't lead every single lap, so we'll go back and figure out, you know, well, if that to be able to do that, what would we need to do, right? So all these little things I sit down and just make notes on. So you win a race, you have notes on how to win the race, then you come back and you replicate that, and you maybe add 2 or 3 tidbits that helped again, and then this weekend I'm going to add some more that helped me this weekend. So it's I'm just growing this big notebook of things. But you begin to piece some stuff together on these tracks about things that helped me this weekend that could translate to Las Vegas. It could translate to even the, you know, Charlotte, a bunch of these racetracks we go to. So, you know, that's kind of where the really, really good drivers are doing things, is they can, you know, take away things this weekend and add it on to other tracks.
Go ahead, Lee.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. This was your first win from the pole, by the way. So lucky number 7. How important is it for JGR to be getting hot right now? Because you had such a lull in the summer. I talked to Steve D'Souza about it, and you know, he was saying he was just grateful you guys had started to turn the corner. Where have you seen the most improvement?
Well, where we've been off a little bit, it makes our days harder when this happens, is qualifying, honestly, a little bit on our end. Some of these other teams through Joe Gibbs, the 18 typically qualifies pretty well. The 54 does too. But starting in the top 5 is so crucial right now, because I think where this team shines is we do a great job of climbing all day long. You know, if we start 12th, even 20th, which we never really should be, but it happens at times, we do a great job of just staying the course. And eventually you're like, oh my gosh, the 20 cars contending for the win at the end. But what makes that so difficult, you don't capitalize on the stages, you don't get all these points that you really need to be getting. So that's just where we needed to escalate our program a little bit. I've gotten plenty of poles. I know how to do it, but it's something to do with the way that we're setting our cars up, whether that's air pressure, whether that's setups. It obviously is working very well in the race for us, but just trying to figure out how we can start off the weekend just a little bit more. I don't want to say prepared. I don't think that's the right word, but just with a car that's a little bit faster right off the truck. So we don't take too much time in practice trying to do that types of thing. So honestly, that's our last little kink of that, you know. And then if I look at myself, I mentioned it earlier about racing guys, you know, kind of nicely, but trying to ramp that up on my end just a little bit. And I'm not talking about going and wrecking guys and you know, doing anything crazy there, but just not giving them that much time to take our line away and to really hurt our lap. You know, I think that's where I watch the veterans really, really close, like the Kyle Larsons, the Kyle Busches, those guys. They utilize their car really fast, and they take advantage of traffic really fast. So they're really good at working through the field in that aspect. So I'm always constantly trying to figure out the little things that will translate to that. But we haven't been far off at all, honestly. It's just been little tiny pieces that need to fall in like they did today. Really, I want to see what kind of tire we bring to Vegas. I'm not quite sure on that yet. So if it's something very similar, I think a couple of things online would be translatable when running the bottom. The third lane at Vegas sometimes comes into play, but it's more of a crutch line, in my opinion. It's not really the preferred. Every time you watch a Las Vegas race back, the best car and the winning car always ends up winning from the bottom lane. So it's honestly getting a little bit like old Atlanta in that aspect of really wanting to get close to that painted line on the bottom. We know Harvick was so good at that, and those guys being able to just to get on that bottom line and ride it out really well. So we'll look into it a little bit, but I do think that, yeah, there's certainly things that our guys learned this weekend in our race car that we could translate over and take to Vegas as well.
Any other questions for Brandon today? Just one more follow-up right here.
Sponsors are important in this sport. You had a lot of up and downs, in your career and going to junior motorsports and then where you work out, come back to the JGR. What does it mean to have, a sponsor like Menard stick with you through it all?
Yeah, that's a great point because, after having 2 years of no wins, they could have easily said, just forget it, right? We're done. We're not going to continue to do this for a third year. And they believed in me. They were luckily a part. I was really connected with John Menard throughout that experience and kind of assured him that I felt like the necessary steps, if we could get back to Joe Gibbs Racing, we'd have some success again. I felt like that was just going to be the better fit for all of us to get back over to this organization. So I'm so grateful that they stuck through with me. I've been wanting to get them a championship for so long. It's just always fun to win for John regardless, right? And we're up here in deep Menards country in Kansas. We've got a Menards right across the street, right, at this racetrack. So super, super cool to be able to do that and to have a company that has been with me for so long. They were really a part of my beginning of the Xfinity series. They were with me early on in 2015 or whatever it was. We've been doing partial seasons up until the last couple of years, and then they've jumped on full time. So I owe all of it to John Menard and Paul Menard and the Menards family for everything that they've certainly done.
Yep. All right, Brandon, well, congrats on the win and good luck in the next round.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.